Good morning, Phoenix. I hope to see the young people go to Parliament to do work effectively. Most of the young people who are in this outgoing party are a disappointment, ended up in prison or running into exile. So that's coming in from Lennox from Kitwe. And this one says, democracy won yesterday. The people spoke. A lot of noise makers think their opinions represent what the majority Zambians think. This was a wake-up call for them. So those are some of the sentiments that have come through. But keep sending those messages through to our WhatsApp line. It's now 8 hours, and this is where we get to wrap up Breakfast with Stanbic as well. Thank you so much for tuning in to Breakfast with Stanbic. We do this tomorrow at the same time. That's from 6:30 to 8.
That was Breakfast with Stanbic, connecting you to insights and opportunities that help you keep growing with Stanbic. We believe in Zambia's growth. We believe in families like the Kortas. Up at sunrise, ready to face each day. We believe in Mwabe, who sees a bright future in the digital world, in Matuzio's new law firm, and in Richard Tembo, ready to own his family home. Every first step counts. We believe in James Monga's growing agro dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small. Transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every loan, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Zambic Bank. Let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Zambic Bank.
The time on Phoenix FM is 8:02. Up next, the main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonze.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win Namamuli 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntuandi, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jaliro ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. After.
Good morning. The headlines. Given Luvinda says passage of Bill 7, betrayal to Zambians. Former ECZ chief says missing delimitation report threatens Zambia's electoral integrity. And in global news, Trump sues BBC for defamation over Panorama speech edit. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Patriotic Front Acting President Given Luvinda has condemned the passing of Bill 7 in Parliament, describing it as a betrayal to Zambians. The Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 was passed with an overwhelming vote of 131-2 and now awaits presidential assent to become law. Mr. Luvinda has told Phoenix News that December the 15th, 2025 will remain a sad day for Zambia because members of parliament detached themselves from the people they represent, adding that the bill is against the will of most Zambians. He adds that the Bill 7 debate after the Constitutional Court ruling was illegal and all members of parliament who took part in passing the bill will soon be held accountable.
This is first of all, dark day in the history of the Zambian Parliament. The Zambian Parliament today has shown that it has the tenacity to detach itself from the electorate, that it has the tenacity to engage in criminal enterprises. The debate of Bill 7 after the ruling of the Constitutional Court is a criminality.
but UPND Iteji-Teji Member of Parliament Twambo Mutinta has welcomed the bill's passage, citing widespread consultation, hence the huge number of MPs who voted for it in Parliament.
So the UPND government proposed these amendments and subjected them to the views of the people, cross-cutting people that gave their views, and even the members of Parliament from the opposition, they saw the logic. So this is just a testimony that when you are doing something which is correct, which intends to benefit Zambians, even if there is deception, there is misinformation, it can still be able to pass.
And political historian Professor Bizek Piri says the passage of Bill 7 was expected and expects the bill to solidify the Zambian constitution without needing any amendments soon.
It was not unexpected that it was heavily supported in Parliament today, considering also that in Parliament the party in power has a larger majority. So that also has an impact in the way in which things are discussed. And now it has been passed, and now it is handed over to the president. So at the end of the day, we hope, or what citizens hope, is that the nation will have a new constitution, which perhaps will continue to solidify unity and democracy in the country.
Former Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Patrick Nshindano, has expressed concern that the lack of a delimitation report in the public domain may compromise the country's electoral integrity. Mr. Nshindano says the absence of the 2019 report makes it impossible to verify the number and location of proposed new constituencies, especially since the recently concluded voter registration was based on existing boundaries. He has told Phoenix News that changes to constituency boundaries will necessitate major revisions and reassignment of voters, undermining predictable and transparent electoral processes. His comment follows a revelation by the ECZ when it appeared before the Parliamentary Select Committee that the delimitation report has been sent to the executive for analysis but does not include which constituencies will be split.
The 2019 report, which this amendment is premised on, has not been given or made available to Parliament and indeed the public to be able to appreciate its contents and how the number of the new additional constituencies were arrived at and whether it's also been done in line with the law. And this is extremely important. Further to this, the voter registration, which has just been concluded, is based on existing boundaries. This will require revision. The ECZ cannot arbitrarily assign voters to constituencies and polling stations, implying they would have to undertake massive sensitization and, of course, an exercise to be able to reassign the voters to their preferred polling stations. Such changes may cause confusion among registered voters, affect polling station allocation, and potentially lead to disenfranchisement.
Home Affairs and Internal Security Minister Jack Mwimbo has given assurance that the Zambia Police is prepared to maintain peace and order in Chawama constituency ahead of nominations today and by elections scheduled for next month. Mr. Mwimbo says the police will provide the necessary protection to ensure that the nomination process and subsequent voting are conducted freely and fairly, so as to safeguard citizens' right to choose their representative. In an interview with Phoenix News, the minister has highlighted the country's track record since 2021, where over 80 by-elections have been conducted with minimal violence, and says authorities intend to maintain that standard in Chawama. Mr. Mwimbo has warned against political thuggery and intimidation, stating that the police is prepared to intervene where necessary to prevent any form of violence or disruption.
I just want to assure the people of Zambia that we shall provide the requisite security arrangements to ensure that the elections in Chawama are free and fair without any violence. It is the right of citizens to choose a candidate of their choice to become MP for Chawama. It therefore follows that those rights must be protected through Zambia Police Service. Members of the public must realize that we have had more than 80 by elections in this country after 2021 elections, and all the by-elections have been predominantly free of violence. Members of the public are assured that they will be protected from any political thuggery in Chawama.
The Zambia Conference of Catholic Bishops, ZCB.